Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
It's Friday, vocab review day. This week we covered two very different topics. Monday was about the moments when no one's watching, and Wednesday was about the hidden code we all use at work.
20 words from this week, one more time. Let's get into it. All right, let's start with Monday's words from our chat about the moments when no one's watching and the versions of ourselves we show to different people. Number one, audience. Noun, the people who watch a show or performance.
I was making funny faces in the bathroom mirror at work, then someone walked in. Suddenly I had an audience. I stopped immediately.
Number two, perform. Verb, to do something for other people to see.
At work, I feel like I'm performing all day. By 5 o'clock, I'm tired of it.
Number three, script. Noun, the words written for a movie or play.
When I'm with my family, I follow an old script. I say the same things I said when I was 15.
Number four, private, adjective, only for you, not for other people.
The faces I make in the bathroom are private. No one else is supposed to see them.
Number five, mirror, noun, the glass you look into to see yourself.
I looked in the mirror and saw a version of myself I didn't recognize.
Number six, habit, noun, something you do regularly, often without thinking.
Making faces in the mirror is a habit. I've been doing it for years without noticing.
Number seven, alone, adjective or adverb, without other people.
When I'm alone, I talk to myself. It's the only time I say what I really think.
Number eight, catch, verb, to see someone doing something when they don't know you're watching.
I caught myself performing for an empty room. It was funny and a little sad.
Number nine, version, noun, a different form of the same thing.
I have a work version of myself and a home version. Sometimes I forget which one is real.
Number 10, relax, verb, to stop being tense and become calm.
It takes me about 30 minutes after work to really relax, to stop performing.
And now from Wednesday's episode about the hidden code of workplace English. These are phrases that don't mean what the words say. Number one, circle back, verb phrase. Talk about it again later.
I don't have an answer right now. Let me circle back to you after lunch.
Number two, take it offline, verb phrase. Discuss after the meeting.
This is a bit detailed for this meeting. Let's take it offline.
Number three, touch base, verb phrase. Briefly check in with someone.
Let's touch base next week to see how the project is going.
Number four, bandwidth, noun, the capacity to take on more work.
I'd love to help, but I don't have the bandwidth right now.
Number five, low-hanging fruit, noun phrase, the easiest task to finish first.
Let's start with the low-hanging fruit, the small fixes we can do today.
Number six, loop someone in, verb phrase, include someone in the conversation.
Can you loop Sarah in on this email thread? She needs to know.
Number seven, table it, verb phrase, postpone the discussion for now.
We're not ready to decide yet. Let's table this until next week.
Number eight, get on the same page, verb phrase, agree or have the same understanding.
Before we start, let's make sure we're on the same page about the deadline.
Number nine, ping me, verb phrase, send a quick message.
Just ping me when you're ready and I'll come over.
Number 10, think outside the box, verb phrase, think in a new, creative way.
We need to think outside the box on this one. The usual solution won't work.
20 words, two very different conversations. One thing in common, they're all about the gap between what we show and what we mean, whether it's performing for an invisible audience or saying let's circle back when we really mean not now. Those 20 words, they're not just vocabulary, they're little keys. Once you know them, you see things differently. Okay, Leo, let's play a game. I'll describe a situation and you tell me which word from this week fits.
I love games, hit me.
You come home after a long day of performing at work. What's the first thing you do?
I close my door. I'm finally alone. I look in the mirror and I relax. I stop performing.
That's four Monday words. Alone, mirror, relax, perform. And the thing is, nobody taught you to do that. It's a habit.
A good habit. The best habit I have.
Here's another one. You're at a family dinner, and you find yourself saying the same things you said when you were 15.
Yeah, I'm following an old script. I'm saying what everyone expects me to say, not what I actually think.
And then you catch yourself doing it.
I catch myself performing, and I think, wait, who's watching? There's no audience here. I can just be myself.
Exactly. That moment, catching yourself remembering there's no audience, that's when you get to choose. You can keep the old script, or you can put it down and just be who you are.
Just be who you are? No performance required.
No performance required. Just you. All right, switching to Wednesday's words, the workplace phrases. It's Friday afternoon, your colleague sends you a long message about something that can definitely wait until Monday. What do you say?
Easy. I don't have the bandwidth right now. Let's circle back on Monday.
Nice. Two words in one sentence. Next one. You're in a meeting and someone starts talking about something that only concerns two people.
Let's take this offline.
Perfect. Next, you just finished a project and you want to briefly check in with your manager.
Let me touch base with them tomorrow.
One more. This time we're in a Monday morning team meeting. The project is behind schedule and everyone has a different idea of what to do first. You're the team lead. What do you say?
First, let's get on the same page about the priority. Is it speed or quality?
Good. Once everyone agrees on the goal, what next?
Let's start with the low-hanging fruit, the small fixes we can knock out this morning. Then we can figure out the bigger stuff.
And what about that new idea Sarah mentioned, the one that's interesting but not urgent?
Let's table that for now. We can revisit it after we finish the main task.
And before you wrap up the meeting?
Let me loop David in on this. He needs to know about the timeline change.
Nice. Four more Wednesday words, get on the same page, low-hanging fruit, table it, loop someone in. You didn't even think about it. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for making us part of your day. See you after work.